Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Our thanks to Mark Lawrence for his outstanding coverage of a significant story. And a history-changing story as well. The fire at the Northumberland County Prison.
When you have pictures, video available online at WKOK.com. You can also find more of those with at WKOK1070 on Twitter and on WKOK's Facebook page as well.
So we have all that and more, and we will keep you up to date on any information. And, of course, going into that area, you can forget about that. Just find an alternate route, okay?
All activities for Shikellamy have been canceled for the evening as well. So all activities, sporting events, they have been canceled, we are told, by the district this evening.
All right. So we'll keep you up to date on all of that and much more on this story as we have comprehensive coverage of a significant news story that is history-making and will be a dramatic change in our area. It also should be pointed out that from the outside looking in, the brilliance with which they have handled this, there was obviously some planning that went in, and all that contingency stuff that you never want to use, they have been able to lean on that contingency plan, and they've executed it. And again, to the volunteer firefighters, the greatest value any community can have. And we thank Mark, obviously, for the continuing coverage, the outstanding job he has done on the scene at the Northumberland County Prison. Any updates from him? We'll probably get one more from him in the final half hour as well. Kurt Busch, what's the deal with your indie guy here?
First off, he's not my guy, and he's not an indie guy either. He's a NASCAR driver at heart. He has run the Indianapolis 500 once. It's the only time he's been in an open-wheel vehicle of that style. So let's get that clear first.
So one more time, okay? Answer the question and don't defend the sport. What's the deal with this dude? You have no idea. You seem confused.
Yeah, I don't know. He said his girlfriend was a hired contract killer.
Well, I don't think that sounds good.
No, it doesn't sound good. If she is or if she isn't, either way, it doesn't sound good. Now, I don't think he said that she tried to kill him. He hasn't thrown that accusation out, has he?
Not that I know of.
I don't know. Maybe the G-forces in some of those, you know, short tracks have gotten to him in NASCAR, but I didn't think the G-forces were as bad.
Wow. That's holy cow. I just don't know what to say.
Did you hear my buddy Rex, though? Rex has not guaranteed a Super Bowl, but he has guaranteed the pursuit of a Super Bowl in Buffalo. Maybe he's learned his lesson on guarantees.
Well, you know what? If guys say things, and they say it. And you know what? That's one of the reasons. What you just did is one of the reasons we don't get quotes anymore.
No. Don't pin that. No, that's not true, because he's looking for those kind of things.
We don't get quotes from anybody anymore because of...
He wants to be quoted. That's why he says it.
But everybody else clams up now. Nobody talks. Because anytime they do anything, they have somebody there with a dartboard going, aha, aha, aha.
No, I actually like this comment when he said, it's been 15 years since the Bills have been in the playoffs. Get ready. We're going. We are going. I guarantee the pursuit of it. Guaranteeing a pursuit of a Super instead right. of a Super Bowl. That's the way you should be as a coach. You can that's still aggressive enough. No, that's aggressive enough. That's assertive enough. But when you say, I guarantee we're going to be in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl next year, and then don't even make either one of them, sorry. You open the door.
Sure they do. And then, and then who else wants to talk? We're in an era where hardly anybody talks anymore. There are a lot of words said, but nobody talks.
I don't know. There's a lot of people quoted all the time.
No, but what are they saying? What are they saying? I want meaningful conversation. Now, part of it's the questions you ask. I mean, that's part of it. But there's not a lot of trust anymore.
Well, you know, you do have some people, though, that don't worry about being quoted. For instance, Ray Lewis saying the only reason that we know Tom Brady is because of the Tuck rule. I tend to disagree with him slightly there, but okay.
Right. I understand that, but still.
He said they don't go to that championship game. They don't go to that championship game if that Tuck rule, if the ball is not called a tuck, that was a fumble. Charles Woodson made the man clearly fumble the ball. They named it the Tuck rule, something we'd never heard of in today's game. So now you got to ask yourself, when did the legacy really start? Does he watch the games? To quote my friend Steve Jones.
Well, they certainly were able to. That was the first one. They certainly were able to breed championship success. From winning that first one.
So, you know, there's plenty of guys out there that have quotable lines. Here's the thing. You can be quotable, Steve, but you don't have to be ridiculous. I mean, guaranteeing a Super Bowl,
then what's the good? Then what's the good of this show?
Oh, wait a minute. Did we just role reversal here? Something's wrong. Is this opposite day and nobody told me?
Come on. You go out there every single day and say things that are like, wow, you know, but it's good for the show.
You know, you can make comments, and it doesn't have to be. And you could still, like, for instance, instead of guaranteeing, let's take Rex Ryan's comment of guaranteeing the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Why don't you say, when he was a Jets head coach, say, listen, I believe we have the team that can get there. I believe the team, we can win it, and I think we can do it in the next year. That's not a guarantee. That's confidence. Now, maybe that doesn't sound as interesting.
You have better writers.
Oh, is that what it was? I see. It's all in your speech writers. I got you.
We see one press conference after another where it's just one carefully crafted comment after another.
Well, except Bill Belichick's. He doesn't say
He has no use for it.
He doesn't say anything. Coach, did you find that you liked that particular play? No. One thing's for sure. Everybody in the room for the AFC Championship game, here's one bit of advice if you're in the media room right now in the AFC Championship game. Don't ask him a yes or no question, because that's all you'll get.
That's true.
I always love that because, you know, he always gets busted on about, you know, being dull, being boring. But yet everybody in that room, and most of these guys are guys that have covered the Patriots a long time. You still ask him yes or no questions, he's going to answer yes or no, and that's it. You're not going to get anything more other than that. Here's another one. How about the how do you feel about? There's another one. Don't go with that one either because you'll get bad, not good, fine. Stay away from those type of questions too. Just some pieces of advice for those covering the AFC Championship game on Sunday.
Steve Jones, Richard Levin, come back in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
With no nose in to your neighborhood, who are you going to call?
Snowbusters!
And we've got the Snowbusters right here at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Tracks in an all-wheel drive 2015 Sportage LX starting at
$22,389.
And we have a great inventory to choose from. Or how about our blizzard-busting 2015 all-wheel drive Sereno starting at
$24,983
with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months. And we've got 27 to choose from. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty.
Come see the Snowbusters
at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf
or at sunburymotors.com.
SMC. Selling more cars, satisfying more customers for 100 years.
Tax and tags extra. All applicable Kia customer rebates apply. Can add bonus cash and financing to well-qualified customers.
The Oakland Raiders have hired Jack Del Rio. Interviewed out there, he gets the job. Now, this is the first step in the right direction for them. Well, the second step. I think drafting Derek Carr was a big step. This now gives them a level of stability. Jack Del Rio did a heck of a job when he was the head coach of Jacksonville. Again, I always ask, every time you make a move, did you make yourself better or did you make a move to appease people along the way? Jacksonville made a move to appease people along the way. I wouldn't have got rid of him. I looked at other people and said, you know what? We're going to change some other things. We're not changing him. Well, the Raiders now have him. Steve Jones, Harvey Levin on hand. Great to have you with us. You don't like your new nickname?
I think it's pretty funny.
They love you. So, yeah.
He's got some money, though.
Oh, Harvey's got plenty of money. He's got lots of cash. And he doles it out to find stuff. So, yeah, it's good. But Jack Del Rio gets that job.
What job's still open yet? Chicago? Is that the one?
Chicago. Chicago's still open. Atlanta's still open.
Oh, I forgot about Atlanta.
Yeah. Oh, come on. How could you forget about Atlanta? this is your wheelhouse. These are jobs and lives that to you are disposable, and you can hire and fire people. You love this stuff.
Is Denver still open yet?
Yeah, Denver's open.
Let's see. So, Gase is in San Francisco. Is that official yet, or is that not a done deal?
Nope.
Okay. That's the leading candidate then.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls at the Jets.
Yeah.
Ryan hired as the coach of the Bills.
Bulls to the Jets opens up Dick LeBeau to Arizona.
What about, what is it? Isn't there a new GM in Washington now?
Yes. They have not changed coaches. They need to change quarterbacks, but they haven't changed coaches. Breaks down too much. You know, you have to have a certain build in this league. You really do. That's why the one thing about Mariota that concerns me, because he opted for the draft today. It's one thing about Marcus Mariota that would concern me. He has a slight build. And that's not... I don't know.
I still don't see him not being the first overall pick.
You're kidding. He's not going to be the first overall pick.
You don't think he's going to be the first overall pick?
No.
Wow.
In fact, he might not even be the second quarterback taken.
Interesting. A lot of the early draft boards that I saw from experts have him as the first overall pick.
No, Winston will Winston has played more of a pro-style offense. The problem with Mariota is that on tape, you do not have a lot of pro-style throws. I know the games are on the West Coast a little later, so you don't see them.
It's past my bedtime.
There are some days where I wonder if this show is past your bedtime.
Sometimes this show is my bedtime.
We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Force Rate in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And what's that on the Steve Jones Show website about hiring a new producer for the show?
No need for you to look at that.
Okay, I'll just ignore it then.
If that makes you happy.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Kevin just revealed something dramatic during the break. That he can't watch the combine. There's too much of nothing going on.
Yeah, that's
really
true. Yeah, that's very true. There's a lot of downtime in the combine.
You just explained the Olympics.
No, because they package everything together, so there's no downtime.
Package what?
Well, you go from track and field, you watch a bunch of guys do the high jump, or the long jump, rather. Then you switch over.
No. No, no, no. When you go to said event, that's what you see.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been to one because they haven't had one in the United States in 20 years.
Thank goodness they can keep it. Look, build one permanent place for summer, one permanent place for winter. Save everybody some money.
What, are you going to centrally locate it somewhere?
Yeah. Put the summer games in Athens and put the winter games in the Alps in Switzerland.
What if the Swiss don't want it? They didn't want it this time.
Well, if you're going to make it permanent, they'll love it.
Should we have the speed skating in Holland? Or have the Dutch host all the speed skating events?
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Just keep the traffic out of here. I mean, you want to spend, you think it's great to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on a 17-day track meet.
No, I don't think you need to build all the stadiums that they're building for all these things. I don't think you need a velodrome. I don't think you need this arena and that individual arena.
You do because those are the events.
You mean to tell me every year since they've had cycling, it's been in a velodrome?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
Because
that's been outside.
They have specific events where you have to have a cycling track. I don't care if it's a velodrome or outside. Doesn't matter. You still have to have the track.
I understand.
Still have to build
that.
It.
But that's what I'm saying. You're
still
building
have to build it.
Yeah, but building a track that's temporary and for bicycles. I think you actually get a benefit out of that in Boston.
For what? Who's going to go? They built tennis courts left and right. People stopped playing tennis.
That's a tennis marketing issue.
No, it's not. It's just an interest issue. You got the youth of the world play video games now.
That I'll agree with you there. And my tennis is much better on a video game than it is in real life.
That's what youth does now. They don't do what you do. Don't. Everything's changed now. And to me, to sit there and to build all these, spend hundreds of millions of dollars for 17 days. I don't know. I don't see what it does. I need long term. I need something that's got something to it. I know construction projects are all short-term projects. I realize all of them are. But, for example, it's not like building the Keystone Pipeline where when you're done, you're getting oil. Mark Lawrence now joins us. Mark, welcome back. Great to have you with us. What is the latest update on the Northumberland County prison fire?
Well, good afternoon. Yeah, thank you very much, Steve. Sorry to break into your show, but we just want to keep folks informed on what is happening here. We did a full report at 4 o'clock, and we're going to do another comprehensive report at 5. But to bring you up to date, in case you are unaware of what is happening, is the Northumberland County Prison is on fire, and now the fire has engulfed the entire structure inside the walls of the prison. Outside the walls of the prison, there's almost no indication except for a few cracks in the brick wall where some smoke is seeping out, but inside it is all smoke. The all evacuation tone, a series of tones of the firefighters can all hear sound a little bit before 4. Now they are just deluging this fire with water. But the consensus from the leaders of the firefight, the commanders, is that this firefight is going to go into the night. This building is destroyed, and what's going to happen is they're going to monitor the hot spots and try to quell the last of what was the interior of the Northumberland County Prison. The fire is still burning. There are several areas where flames are still showing. We posted some of those pictures at WKOK.com. They're still in this prolonged process of transporting 172 male inmates to FBI Cold Township. That process is underway. 36 female prisoners are already gone. There's several layers of police security as they approach. The inmates are all calm, is the word from the United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall where they're being housed. And so far, there have been no problems with any of the inmates, according to the county sheriff and the prison warden, who say so far, so good. As for the water that's being used here, the Sunbury Municipal Authority availability of the hydrants, the municipal water is all but packed, and they are tankering in additional water using a traditional tanker shuttle that is due to the firefighter at a more rural location. The fire chief and people estimated that they're dumping about 10,000 gallons of water a minute on this fire right now. There's three ladder trucks that are involved in deluging this fire. As for the challenge of the cold, we talked about that about 90 minutes ago. Certainly has gotten no better. The city's brought up a dump truck full of salt, and they're spreading it anywhere where any water may have touched the ground. They're trying to handle any of the small, not leaks, but places where joints in the hose might give off a little bit of water. They try to establish a safe zone around that kind of an area, and they do have a rehab truck set up. Volunteer firefighters, the individuals themselves, the men and women, are cycling through the trailer. Heaters are on. They get the hot beverage, and then they can either go back out to the firefighters, stay there slightly longer to continue their rehab so they can continue the firefight. Northumberland County Prison gone. A meeting tomorrow, Northumberland County Commissioners to talk about what next, what is next in terms of what the county will do to develop what will be the next Northumberland County prison. Steve?
Mark, thanks so much. Great coverage. Next report will be during the 5 o'clock hour, unless there's something breaking. And Mark has been on top of this all the way through. And again, the Northumberland County Prison, this is a history-making day that structure on fire. Everyone, there's not one injury in this. Everyone got out safely. No issue there. They already have a plan devised as to where to place the inmates. The area near the Northumberland County Prison, obviously closed down. 10,000 gallons of water per minute being thrown onto this massive blaze. But it's a history-changing moment in the area, without question. We'll come back and wrap up our show in the moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Thank Mark Lawrence. Fabulous job today, what he's done, keeping us up to date on the history-changing Northumberland County prison fire. And you stay with News Radio 1070 WKOK. We'll have a complete report coming up on our 5 o'clock news just after the top of the hour. And, of course, don't forget, you can always go to the WKOK website, WKOK.com, and also the WKOK app. It'll keep you up to date on everything. The NFL playoffs will take center stage. We were talking about Marcus Mariota. Look at the quarterbacks in the playoffs, Kev. What do you see? You see Ben Roethlisberger. You see Andy Dalton. You see Andrew Luck.
Oh, listen,
you see
these are all
Joe Flacco. You see Tom Brady. You see Aaron Rodgers. You see Russell Wilson, you see Matthew Stafford, you see Tony Romo, you see Cam Newton. I mean, what do you see?
Well, Wilson would probably be the one that's not of big stature, I would think,
except he's thick in the leg and chest area.
You're right. Mariota doesn't look that big anywhere. You're right.
Right, Russell Wilson is not tall. You know, he's 5'11". I mean, when I've stood next to him, we're eye to eye. I mean, he's that tall. But for an NFL quarterback, have you ever stood next to or near Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning's huge. He's 6'5". Tom Brady's 6'4", 6'5". Big. Wilson at 5'11"? No, he's not there. But Wilson's thick across the chest, thick in the leg area as well. Mariota's got a sprinter's kind of body. And,
you know, you always see a change between high school and college, but is it too late for him to make a change in the NFL? You would think if he was going to get bigger, he'd already be bigger.
Nah, he's got to be who he is. I mean, I have no problem with that, but my problem with what they do at Oregon is that their offense does not lend itself to an NFL style of throw. How many times does he take it from one hash mark and bring it all the way to the other on a line?
No, it's all quick reads, too. I mean, there's not a whole lot of progression in that offense. And the one thing I did notice, and maybe it was just this game, but he looks down his receivers pretty long. I mean,
they all do.
I just took notice of it this particular game, and again, it was maybe it's because of the offense, maybe it's because he doesn't have a check down system, because that's not the way the offense is set. I don't know. It just looked like he stared down his receivers a long time. Let's say, let's have some fun and speculate on something. I want your opinion on this. Let's say he has a mediocre to bad combine. All right. The numbers just don't look good.
Which I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either. But that just gives everybody another chance to move him down on their board. does he get into a situation where then Chip Kelly goes, you know, I may not have to give up the world to get what I really want, if that's indeed what he really wants?
I don't know. That you're now talking about, look, people are going to look at him and go, so how badly you want him? I mean, that's what they're going to say to him. How badly do you want him?
If you're Tampa, right? Giving up that pick, you have to. It has to be the farm. I mean, it has to be the farm and the inheritance.
But you're not going with him. They're going to go with Jameis Winston. It's Tennessee you got to talk to.
That's true. Yeah, if it goes that way, you're right. If they go by way of Winston.
I don't think it's if. I think they're going to. I don't think it's going to be a hard call for them. I really don't.
Now, if you have Mariota, the kid from, was it UCLA? I think his name escapes me.
He's not, and Kevin, he's not the third guy in the board.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is he the next guy on the list then if Mariota drops to, say, 3?
He's not the third guy.
Who's the third guy?
Kid from Colorado State.
Oh, yeah, you did mention him the other day. I forgot. Listen, my biggest concern is not who drafts 1 or 2 or where the quarterbacks go. It's what corner and or safety will be available by the time the Steelers are on the clock. That's my big concern with the draft. Eagles fans, they're looking for a quarterback, I would imagine, but they don't want to give up the farm to get it.
Well,
isn't there a kid from Michigan State? I think he's a corner.
Connor.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, Trey. No, Trey Wayans.
Oh, okay.
Trey Wayans played against Penn State, and I was highly impressed. Highly impressed. I just thought that he did a lot of things that to me were noteworthy. I just like the way he covers. Penn State kept attacking him. And if you listen to the broadcast, I said openly on the air, I said, Jack, I don't quite know why they're attacking him. I think he's the number one corner in the draft. Well, it turns out, guess what he is? The number one corner in the draft. So, it's... I think that when you look at what they're doing, they're going to have to draft somebody because obviously, what was their number one concern last year in the draft? Corner. Which one did they pick? You're shaking your head again. They didn't pick any corner last year. It's what they need. I don't really quite know what to say about their situation as to how they pick players, but that last year, that was their number one concern. Now, for Chip Kelly, drafts 20. Can he, you know, if he thinks that this is the guy that can run the offense the way he feels the offense should be run, and keep in mind, Mariota is not a high mistake guy. That is a big thing on his part. I mean, he threw the one interception against Ohio State, but that was in the last play of the game. Now it's like, you know, I'm just trying to throw the ball downfield. But even in that game against a team with a lot of athletes like Ohio State has, he didn't throw any picks. Threw the one in the Florida State game. Should have had a second one. Well, for the most part, this guy's accurate when he throws the ball. Now you're talking about what NFL people are going to love about him. They are going to love the accuracy with which he throws the ball and the fact that his decision-making on the field is very, very good. What they're not going to like is, okay, give me a DVD, show me all the NFL-level throws that he made during the course of the 2014 season. Believe it or not, the reel is not going to be long because Oregon doesn't run that kind of offense. He's going to have to go in when they do individual workouts, and they're going to have to take a long look at, look, these are the throws we want you to make. What do you got? Oregon is not a team where a guy drops back on the hash mark and they run a quick out and he throws it over there. A lot of what happens with them are, you know, he's on the move, it's a broken play, he makes something out of nothing, he creates something because of his movement, which is going to be big because that is a big part of the Aaron Rodgers game. That's what's going to really hurt Aaron Rodgers Sunday in Seattle. He needs to make plays throwing the football while using his mobility to do it, and the problem is Aaron Rodgers is not going to have the same mobility that he had a month ago. Now, that's where Mariota can maybe make a difference with some people. But if you're talking about the pure NFL drop back, big arm, big stature kind of guy, Jameis Winston is going to be ahead of him. Now, off the field issues? I mean, Mariota, you know, the impression you get is that if Mariota shows up at the door and says, by the way, I'd like to date your daughter, you're high-fiving everybody in the house in terms of his off-the-field demeanor. And we know the long list of problems that Jameis Winston's had.
I still say he's a risk-reward right now. And I think a lot of teams will be scared away. He has a lot of talent. But I think a lot of teams will be scared away because they will see the issues that Manziel has had in his first year and wonder if they're going to have the same problem.
It's a different guy and a different stature.
Maybe. That may be true.
But you know what? There's a Garrett Grayson is going to be a guy you need to take a long, hard look at. That's a circle guy right there, Garrett Grayson of Colorado State. There are a lot of people that think he is the number two guy on the board behind Winston and not Mariota. And no worse than three. No worse than three. They think he'll go into the All-Star games and surprise.